Carl Somerville and Michael Payne on Foo Bar Radio.
And I said to myself, check this out.
Superpowers, able showers on me till I take them down. The rich store, riding fast, going through some good shit now. Ice baby in my cup, sour patches, buzzing up. Can I show you, can I tell you something that you only have?
Toki Monster with Fried for the Night featuring Earth Gang, obviously talking about his love of greasy foods. When darkness falls,
that's the best time to eat greasy food.
Absolutely,
right?
What the fuck do you mean breakfast?
Exactly.
Bacon is for any time of the day.
I feel that.
As far as we're concerned, or anything fried. What's the most interesting thing you've ever fried or eaten fried?
I feel like this counts because it's a battered Snickers. When I was in Newcastle.
Okay, cool. All right, I was thinking further north, so like Scotland, obviously, but Newcastle's far enough north for that to be a thing,
isn't it? Yeah.
Battered Mars bar. Still not had one. No, Snickers, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, still not had one. Natalie?
It was in Edinburgh, the Mars bar.
Battered Mars bar.
Not my choice, because it didn't say where I was that it was going to be deep fried. I just ordered a cheeseburger and didn't realise the whole thing was going to be, including bun as well, everything, deep fried.
Wow.
It was interesting.
That's pretty mad.
What have you eaten that's been deep fried?
I had a deep fried... I've had deep fried ice cream.
Say what?
Yeah, you never had battered ice cream?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, try that.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, that's very cool. Had it in a Chinese restaurant that's no longer there anymore.
How is it not just liquid? How do you fry ice cream?
What do you mean?
It's deep fried.
Yeah, it's in batter.
Okay.
It stays cool as well somehow.
How,
I don't know the scientific approach to the thing. But let's get a fact check so that we know I'm not making this
deep
up.
Deep fried ice cream, yeah.
Yeah, see if we can get a recipe up. Because I don't want you to think I'm mad, basically. But I had a deep fried ice cream in a Chinese restaurant in Angel.
No, okay. Do you know what? It should be pretty easy because all you got to do, like, because you get the ice cream when it's really cold, like, put the dough or whatever it is around it's going to be, and just throw it into the thing.
Doesn't take too long, does it? It's not going to melt it to liquid.
Oh, yeah, you can. Deep fried ice cream, that's quite correct.
Shit's peng.
It's a dessert made from a breaded scoop of ice cream that is quickly deep fried, creating a warm, crispy shell around the still cold ice cream.
There you go. Beautiful stuff. So do I win?
You do win. Thank you. For having a deep fried. Did you see that news story the other day of the person who genuinely thought that, you know, fish in batter?
Yeah.
That the batter, you're not supposed to eat it, it was just protecting the fish inside. So to take off the batter and just eat like a protect.
That's brilliant.
Oh.
That's incredible.
That person wasting that little bit of extra money just to get it back.
Honestly.
You know what I mean? For the protection.
Better fish.
So that means they just held the fish in batter with no like newspaper around it, nothing. Just it's in the case. Under their arm.
Bare grease.
Like a violin.
Bare grease on their top.
Yeah, no, but this is obviously how it's meant to be done. Yeah. It's encased.
Very much burnt. I'm sure this is fine.
No one would sell me a fish in batter if it wasn't meant to be in there.
This is a Michael and Marcel show.
This is the Michael, Natalie and Marcel show.
Yes.
Yes.
Have to remember the first lady of FUBAR, you get me.
Thank you very much.
That's right.
Michael Payne, this week, I believe it to be this week, could have been last week. You spent a lovely sunny day with DWE.
Yeah, I did, yeah. It was annoying actually because I was wearing like, I don't know, a 15, 20-year-old Averex as well. Shit was heavy as fuck. Yeah. And as you'll know, that on that day, it was more sunny DWE, you know what I mean? It was sunny delight, you know? And I just got my sweat on, basically.
That was fun.
Yeah, exactly. The experience wasn't as comfortable as it looks in the photograph.
Why were you just hanging out, having a nice day in the park, or what were you?
No, we were shooting a video, so he's kindly agreed to do a cameo in the first music video that I'm dropping from the second part of the night, Elmore Mare Street.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, man. Okay.
Because cool. I hail him up on the tune. Like, he's a legend. We you know, Marcel
dope,
and I
though,
both would have looked up to him, you know.
100%. Yeah, yeah.
And not only is he a legend, he's also a nice guy. So, you know,
that's
I DM'd him and I told him the situation. I just said, look, I hailed you up in the tune. And the amount of people that must mention DWE in tunes.
Literally.
You know, he didn't have to acquiesce to come and kind of make a cameo appearance, but he did.
And that's good.
Not only that, it was really beautiful actually, because we kind of spent the whole time on this bridge, this footbridge in Forest Gate, and because that's where the director of the video, I'm not going to read that out, it's just a Gmail, it'll be really boring. The director of the video went and did some recon. And he sent through all these locations, and one of them was like a tower block in Forest Gate. Because D-Double was like, you know, when we do the cameo, meet me in Forest Gate. Do you know what I mean? Because I said to him, you know, what's the most convenient place?
You.
Yeah, you know, you're trying to make it as easy for them as possible.
Yeah, so the pull-out ain't going to be there.
And pull-out game is weak when, you know, you've got to make it as easy as possible, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I said to him, you know, you tell me where to meet. He's like, Forest Gate. But he's really kind of like, you know, just laissez-faire with the whole thing. He's just like, Forest Gate. I'm like, in my head, I'm like, Forest Gate's a fucking massive place. But you know, again, you just got to minimise the risk of a pullout. So you don't want to question it. You get me? I'm like, I'm going to take Forest Gate and I'm going to go back to the director and I'm going to say Forest Gate. So the director's gone around and he's looked at some possible locations. And one of them is this footbridge. And unbeknownst to the director and to me, D-Double's, like, most of the main parts, the main landmarks, should I say, in his life were within, like, they were a stone's throw away from this fucking bridge. So we're standing there, and he's giving me a tour of fucking Forest Gate. He's going, I was born in that hospital there, but then it was a school or something, then an apartment block. He was like, when my mum first came from Jamaica, that was the first flat she had over there. I'm thinking, this is fucking amazing, you know, just of a chance, you know, location scout, I'm getting a real, you know, just real insight into a legend's fucking upbringing.
Yeah.
You know, it's beautiful how things happen. And like I said, you know, it happened under this, in the sunshine as well. And although I was super hot, like, it wasn't really uncomfortable. It was actually a really good experience, man. So shout out D-Double.
Shout him out. I'm going to see if we can make a cameo on the show as well.
Yeah.
So, Marcel. Yes. You are a guest, in fact, on Celebrity Come Dine With Me this week.
I am indeed. The whole week I will be on your TV screens on E4, 7:30 every night.
Nice. You were supposed to cook some chicken wings, it says here. It was an absolute disaster. He burnt all the chicken wings.
Oh, wait. Are we getting spoilers?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Spoiler. Yeah. Has this already happened? It must have happened.
It's happened, but not everyone.
Oh, not for you,
including myself.
You haven't seen it yet.
No, but you know what? Like on my actual Instagram, the clip that I posted up from the show to like kind of like instigate everyone to go watch it is me burning the wings. So it's not too much.
Okay, it's common knowledge now.
It's common knowledge that you can't cook chicken wings.
I can cook,
and you were saved by some other members of
like,
the squad.
So basically, like this is what happened. I was meant to put the wings in the oven, but like. Because I was making macaroni and cheese at the same time, I had the grill on. I put the wings in, and they literally just got grilled to a crisp.
Charred.
Charred.
Just ridiculous.
So I had to. So anyway, I had the Blazing Squad coming through to do a performance at the dinner party. Mm-hmm. So I got them to go to the local chicken shop and buy me some wings.
Chicken shop wings.
Cheating wings, as we call them now.
That is so gangster, bro. That's
like it's like literally like I went from despair to having the idea of a lifetime, and it semi paid off. Like I'm currently second in the ranking, there's only been two parties. So
all right, well fingers crossed.
You might just put chicken shops on the map as well. You've taken chicken shops mainstream.
That's what I'm talking about. But then again, at the same time, tonight's episode is Amelia Dims, who's obviously the chicken shop date girl.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so.
What do you win? Really what does the person win?
You basically get like £1,000 for charity.
Do you want my bank details?
How do we vote for you? It's your peers that have to vote for you.
It's the people on the show.
So if you win, like, we'll bring the check in to share.
I'll bring the check in for.
Big check.
Yeah.
I've always wanted one of those big checks. Yeah. Talking about a big check. We got some big guests on the show today.
Yes, we do have some big guests, and we're going to check who they are.
Yes,
there we go. Assisted segue. It was alley-oop, wasn't it?
Is that what you called it?
We have on the show today, Marcel's going to read them out, actually. Yeah. It's going to be a freeway alley-oop.
It is going to be a freeway alley-oop. I've just caught the ball, and I'm about to dunk it right now.
Yep. Okay.
First up, we got Uzi coming on. He's going to be promoting his new EP, which is out in May.
You're correct.
That's correct. We've also got Natty Weiler coming up on the show, Kid Tanner, and obviously Muad Dib.
That's four guests.
And I think Natty Weiler is going to be about the fifth Natty we've had. Any guest called
we've
Natty.
Had all the Natties.
They've got to come on the show. They have to represent. But Uzi is next door at the moment, so why don't we go to a song and then we'll get our first guest of the day into
Let's
the studio.
Do it.
Yeah.
like that a lot, you know. Really, really like that. That was Ojerime with Empty featuring Mansa Brown. Ojerime.
Ojerime. That was a vibe, man. Mm. That was a vibe. The energy on that was
the late night. Late night. It's
playlist.
I thought you were going to say late 90s because yeah. That's the vibe. Yeah. It kind of gave me Aaliyah.
Yeah, she was doing
100%.
There was definite sense of Aaliyah. I like that, man, a lot. Is that going on the late night playlist then?
That's already 100%. On the late, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, we've got our first guest of the day in the studio, and it's crazy. It's actually amazing because the first thing that he said to me was that he remembered that we came across each other at the Tate about, must have been about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, like a week and a bit.
Such a fucking small world. But that guest, he goes by the name Uzi.
Hello, thank you very much.
How you doing? We were deliberating, actually, over the pronunciation of your name. It's a very interesting spelling. It's obviously not like the gun brand, but even though it's pronounced like it. Yeah. Marcel thought there were three Z's in...
There's
three two.
That would be very original to say.
Yeah, so then I was thinking maybe you have to do a snoring sound in the middle of the word.
That would send the wrong message.
It would be quite nice, though, isn't it? Just really chilled music. Everyone wants music they can fall asleep to, though. I don't think that's a bad idea. ASMR, exactly. Where does the name come from?
It's actually kind of a family thing. So mm-hmm. It used to be a more kind of cutesy kind of name that my like close family used to call me, like Uzi.
An abbreviation of your real name.
Yeah, which is Usman. Uh-huh. I don't mind giving my government name. But yeah, so it kind of became a bit more aggressive, I guess, the pronunciation as I got older.
Right, of course. I don't know. I get it. Uzi. Well, obviously, you know, you definitely think of the gun brand, but also it's a nice sounding word. It rolls off the tongue. Uzi.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's probably what made the guns so popular. I don't think it's the fact that they can kill people. I think it's just it's a nice sounding thing to have.
I got a pretty nice design as well.
You've got music out in May.
Yeah, I've actually got music from my band and music from my solo stuff as well.
Okay, cool. So tell us about both. What's it like juggling both, first of all?
It's very difficult, to be honest, because I'm very, like, hands-on and I have to get stuck in.
Yeah.
So in order to juggle, I can't juggle. I have to go one by one.
Yeah.
So my bandmate Sasha's in LA at the moment, so it's kind of like the perfect...
Yeah, he's away.
...time. Yeah, literally. Yeah. Like, so, yeah, we just kind of took some time away so that we could focus on our solo shit.
Nice.
And then get back to the band shit in a little bit.
And does Sasha do solo stuff as well?
Yeah, he actually just released a song called Be A Man about a month ago.
Yeah.
Really, really good song. So.
And how do you change the dynamic when you are, like, solo artists and do you kind of review each other's stuff? Or do you kind of just... leave each other? How does the dynamic work? Because obviously when you're working together, you obviously have every right, so to speak, to be like, I don't like this and you should, do you know what I mean? But when you are then putting out your own solo stuff, do you have much influence? You know what I mean? Do you comment much on each other's stuff, or do you just let each other do your thing?
I think we kind of, we wait until things are a little bit fully formed.
Right.
And then we kind of tentatively like, hey, like, what do you think of this?
Right.
So the things that we're really, like, confident in, or the things we really particularly like, we'll send to each other and kind of get feedback on. But it's kind of nice also being able to contrast. Like, when you have a band, I think, and when you're doing solo shit, it kind of gave me a really easy way to kind of contrast my solo stuff from my band stuff.
Yeah.
So the solo stuff is maybe a little bit similar, but it's, like, a different colour to the band stuff completely.
Yeah, right. That makes perfect sense. I remember thinking about that kind of concept about, you know, should things be super different when you are making your own music versus when you're in a band? And I think your sort of signature will be, your imprint will be on the band's music anyway.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of distilled when you put it, when you kind of do solo stuff. So it's natural that you're going to have some sort of semblance to the stuff, I guess, that you're doing in the band. I guess it's like Brandon Flowers and The Killers.
Mm.
That's I remember hearing Brandon Flowers' solo stuff and thinking, that sounds a lot like The Killers, to be honest.
Yeah.
But then Arctic Monkeys and then Alex Turner being in Last Shadow Puppets, I could hear elements of Arctic Monkeys, but then it was just a much like bigger, kind of grander sound, wasn't it? There was a lot of strings involved, I guess, and it sounded a lot more Johnny Cash as well.
Or I feel like Phil Spector-y as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Wall of Sound, exactly. 100%. So your influences are like massively varied.
Yeah, for sure.
From and are these all people that you draw inspiration from as well? Or
Definitely. I think in terms of inspirations, it's definitely like a childhood thing.
Yeah.
I think the music I listen to now is 75% kind of the same shit that I listened to as I was growing up.
Yeah.
So a lot of like super varied like Brazilian music, rock music, from like Steely Dan to Milton Nascimento to like Miles Davis to Tupac to like, you know, hardcore rap to hardcore rock to world music as well. So I think it's nice that now I'm finally being able to see, because I always used to think that I couldn't really see any of those inspirations in my music.
Right.
But now I'm able to see, like, in a really interesting way how the things which I listen to the most, the things that, like, affected me most, like, fundamentally, have kind of seeped their way in somehow.
Mm.
But it's still very original.
Yeah.
Like, so it's...
It's cool. It's really cool because you can definitely see the hardcore 90s rap influence on your fashion sense.
Yeah.
But it's at the same time it's super fashionable.
Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Appreciate
like I can tell you appreciated Onyx.
Yeah, for
instance,
sure. Onyx, yeah.
You know, and Naughty by Nature.
Yeah.
But we should get into some of your music.
Thank you.
Would you do us the honor of introducing it for us?
Yes. So I am going to present you with Orpheus, which is kind of the standout track from our EP, which came out last year. And it's a very good like culmination of all of the themes and sonically as well of the EP. So, yeah.
Hey, I just came back from hell. Now sound when I left a turn.
Always now, the present's the most potent. Hindsight is always right with crystal clear visions. Same ones that won't help you better your positions. Ever moving forward, never glancing to my rear. And any action that I take, approach it with no fear. Never tread with trepidation in any situation. Cause you can try to avoid your fate, but you're still facing. Paradise was lost, life is just a hoax. Whatever we do, make the most of it before we goes. Before the final bell tolls and the fat lady calls at the end of the show, make sure there's claps and applause. Encore for yours truly, entertainers of all. Only a wise man knows himself to be a fool. Orpheus taught us to look forward and never look back, or risk it all playing games with cards that are stacked. All I ever wanted was to run away, try and escape to another place. Got us in a rat race, unwinnable chase. Every day, say tomorrow is another day. Every day, it's like we're nearing the end of days. In the midst of it all, put on a brave face. Whole worlds in a daze, all set ablaze. What's freedom in a maze that you can't escape? Living life, really, you're living a lie. Sheep with wool covered all over your eyes. Say they give you vision, but they wouldn't make you blind. You're in the mind's own prison and you're serving life. Every day, getting moved like a chess piece. From the day that you're born till you rest in peace. Your fate is preordained by society. And every day that you wake up, you're still.
And when I'm dead, I'll be with you.
I'll be with you.
Sleep with you. With you. Oh, yes, a nipotus of fall.
Oh, so far.
Sleep.
You're oh, so far.
It's a little to do, so I'm not blue.
So I am not blue.
Not blue.
Not blue.
Just a fear.
Just a fade away.
Just a fade away.
Just a fade away.
I just came back from hell. No sound when I left. I turned my back, watched you disappear. Oh, hey.
That's crazy. That was like I was being taken to places.
Yeah,
it genuinely
was like a concerto. It was like jazz meets rap meets Bohemian Rhapsody. Do you know what I mean? It had movements in the thing.
It was nice, the dynamics.
Yeah, it just kept changing. You know, when you thought you'd.
But yeah, it's good.
Very much enjoyed that.
Thank you very much, man.
That is. Yes.
No, I'm agreeing. I feel like.
But that's what I mean.
I'm hearing from your influences that I can sort of hear some of them on the track in the various different parts.
Yeah, right.
Thanks.
Love it. So what's the plan live-wise? And we know that this your new EP's out in May.
Yeah.
But live-wise, can we see you at any festivals or playing any gigs, touring?
Yeah, I mean, in the UK, I'm doing like a solo show in June. But the first show I'm doing will be actually in Tokyo.
Wow.
Because I'm trying to build like a little fan base there.
Yeah, nice.
So I'm doing like a multidisciplinary art/music showcase.
Yeah.
With two artists, with Balm and Tom Webb. And we're collaborating together to create this kind of cohesive showcase. And yeah.
Brilliant.
So that will be in Tokyo in May as well.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of launching things from there.
Uh huh. Great place to be respected and to have a fan base in Tokyo. Just for so many reasons. Mm. And I think that the best would be like, it's like on the other side of the world. So you could like literally just build a fan base there and not worry about anywhere else in the world and just be a superstar in Tokyo and then just come home and just go shop.
Yeah, I thought that's kind of because I think that we have the opportunity now to kind of choose. We can see where we'll
You're
be appreciated.
Absolutely right.
And I made a decision.
Specific parts of the world.
Yeah, I made a decision a long time ago to kind of choose Paris as the first place that I wanted to kind of set up like a base.
Yeah.
And strangely enough, I had some shows in Paris. I had like a thing with Rinse.
Yeah.
And that's how I met Sasha.
Of course, because there's a Parisian branch of Rinse, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and when I went for that the day before, I randomly met Sasha in some club. And he came up to me and was like, oh, I like your African hat. And I was like, oh, cool,
amazing.
Thanks. And he came to the show the next day. You know how everyone says they make music? I was like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Then he sent me his stuff, and I was like, fuck, blown away. So, I kind of chose Paris, and Paris has kind of been, like, really invaded.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people think I live in Paris, to be honest, because I'm there, like, really often, and people kind of... You know how people are selectively... Like, people look at things online...
Yeah.
And they see Paris and they see a lot of Paris and they assume you live there.
Yeah.
You must have lived there. But
yeah.
I live in Notting Hill, man.
Like, okay.
You know, so.
London's Paris.
Yeah. Kind of. Like, I mean, it's just this home. I grew up there. So, yeah. But I've, luckily been hit up by some, like, brands in Tokyo. So, kind of launching that finally because Tokyo's always been a place which I've wanted to, like, I've always been obsessed with Japanese culture as well. So, yeah, finally, like, you know.
It does seem to be the coolest kind of contemporary culture, Japanese. And this is, I remember listening to Lupe Fiasco.
Yeah,
and him talking about various different aspects of, you know, designers and manga and stuff like that. And things I'd never heard of. But then that's what I love about Lupe, that there's longevity in his stuff because he'll reference something that you have never heard of. Mm-hmm. Years down the line, you'll pick up on it just through, you know, everyday life. You know, you'll pick up on little cultural references.
Yeah.
But thank you so much, Uzi, for passing through the Eminem show, talking to us about the forthcoming music. Just remind people when the new music's out and also let them know where they can find you online as well.
Yeah, cool. So the solo stuff... my EP is called Evolution. and that's out end of May. And my band stuff is also out end of May. A song called Red Line with Zero. And I'm everywhere as Uzi Zero with two Zs.
Nice. That's Uzi, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much, guys.
Not at all, man. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we've still got three guests to go through.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
buzzing to have heard that for the first time.
Mm.
I love hearing absolute slappers like that for the first time, and I always just imagine, you know, I always get some insight into what people felt like the first time they heard, you know, tunes like, I don't know, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, or Susudio.
I think if you record that, you go, probably done for today then, right? Probably good to go home if that's
You record that, you record that tune in the morning, you're skanking out, you're not leaving the studio, you're skanking out for the whole fucking day. Do you want to hear it one more time? That is the main the main phrase that gets used when a certified banger has been created.
It's true.
You want to hear it one more time?
It's on repeat. And then you get into the car on the way back from the studio and you're like,
banging it.
You know what, I'm going to just bang it on and see how it sounds in the car.
It's true. Sit in the car in the driveway, if you got one. Yeah. If you're lucky enough to have made that many bangers,
well, that
you've got a driveway.
Was Ian Chang?
That was Ian Chang with Audacious featuring Kazu Makino.
Now, she is a singer in a band I really like called Blonde Redhead.
Do you know what?
Check them out.
It semi had the kind of vibe. Have you seen the film Drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that?
Very synthesized. Synthy, yeah. Oh, man, of course.
That's a good soundtrack, actually.
Of course, Kavinsky on there.
Yeah. Oh, mate. I actually used to just like Drive.
Yeah, I think that was a big moment in soundtrack history.
That's massive.
I can't think of the movie that whose soundtrack had as big an impact.
Grease.
Grease soundtrack was
actually
huge.
Romeo and Juliet back in the day. DiCaprio. That was a big soundtrack.
Yes, Baz Luhrmann.
Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, of course.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. The gap.
Yeah.
Was long. Well,
that's the thing. That's been 80s films. All of them. The music from the 80s and early 90s films used to like get imprinted into your head.
This is true.
Because like the thing about it is,
there's such big parts of the movies.
Yeah, when I'm thinking about it, I used to watch films on VHS. Like I used to watch it, wait a couple of hours, and be like, "Can I watch it again?"
Yeah.
Because that's how it used to be. Like nowadays, you don't really get that from films. You know what I mean? Like so those soundtracks that you're listening to,
they don't get embedded in your brain.
Literally, like. Embedded in your head.
This is true.
I like the House Party 1 and 2 soundtracks. I had the New Jack City soundtrack, which is Boomerang, actually.
That's where End of the Road. Yeah, Boyz II Men's absolute stomper of a tune.
And PM Dawn, I Die Without You, which is a great song, which, what's his face? Childish Gambino covered that.
Oh, did he?
Good version that he did, too.
PM Dawn. Oh, my God, the classics.
Yeah, man.
PM Dawn were great.
Yeah,
they were.
Are they still going?
I think so. I remember.
Did someone sample them recently?
What's the song called?
Was that Adrift on Memory Blitz? It wouldn't be sampling them, would it? They've already sampled Spandau Ballet.
They sampled that, but I feel like someone sampled their version of it because I remember hearing something from that. I would not be surprised,
to be honest, because people are now sampling stuff that's already sampled something else.
Yeah, that's true.
We're at that stage of the game.
It's true.
It's happening all the time. It really is happening all the time now. Sampling a tune that's already
sampled.
Yeah. Sampleception.
But then maybe people won't realise when you go back, they'll think, oh, that is a PM Dawn song, and not realise that they've sampled something else. And then you'll go down to be like, oh, okay, I didn't realise Spandau Ballet had sampled PM Dawn. When someone hears that for the first time.
100 years from now, musical rabbit holes.
No, but this is the thing. Power, like the other day, Power played Crossroads, but the Bone Thugs and Harmony version. Do you know how many people were like, why is Tommy listening to Blazing Squad? And I was like, that's just absolutely ridiculous. How do you not know the original song?
Yeah, that's brilliant. But that's conceivable.
Yeah.
That someone would know Blazing Squad.
Yeah, because the Crossroads, the Bone Thugs and Harmony one, I remember it being a massive song to me.
Of course.
But it weren't as... It didn't hit the numbers that...
In the UK, especially.
That the Blazing Squad one...
How many years apart were they? Do you know?
So we released ours in, 2002.
Right.
And I'm thinking... Because I was a youth when
theirs was mid-90s.
Yeah, it was, mid-90s.
E-99... It was off that... I swear it was off the album E-1999 Eternal. I could be wrong, but if we could get a fact check on that. Which was, late 90s. Mm-hmm. So it would have been... Yeah, it's conceivable.
Yeah.
How did that come about? I don't think I know the answer, so I don't think we've talked about it before. That Crossroads... Who went? I think we should cover this.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
that's a good question.
So this is actually what happened. All right, so Crossroads we had released like we had recorded like a bunch of like garage tunes because we got signed to do garage music, innit?
Yeah.
But then Crossroad, but then there was the whole thing with Soul City Crew not being allowed to do garage and the label were basically like, garage is on the outs, boys. We need to get you to do something
really?
a bit more thing. And then so our A&R left, and the MD of our label was like, I'm gonna take charge on the boys.
Okay.
I think we should do Crossroads. And like everyone, so everyone was kind of like, I don't really want to do covers. We don't really want to do covers. But then they were like, just record it. Like, we're not necessarily gonna put it out. So everyone was like, all right, cool. Recorded the song, and like on that song, I was like, I actually said, I don't want to do it. Like, it's one of my favorite songs. I don't really want to do it. That's why I got like end up just having the bit when I'm like, see you at the crossroads, see you, because I didn't write a rap. Do you know what I mean? I actually didn't want to be on the song, so I didn't write a rap for it.
Okay.
So then it got put out and it blew up. It was like number one, and everyone was
how
like,
"How vexed were you?"
I was not gonna lie. I was semi vexed.
I was like,
damn! I should have definitely put more effort into that shit. But it didn't matter because the song went number one. Like,
yeah.
I got the outro on the thing, so I was the final person going to see.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Have you did Bone Thugs and Harmony ever, have you met them? Have they ever commented about any?
No, but they were very, very grateful that we had covered it. Because
yeah, I heard they played because Bone Thugs did a gig a couple of years ago in the UK, and I heard that they acknowledged it at I'm sure they acknowledged it on stage at some stage of their UK tour.
They made dough.
Like, yeah, of course.
They literally made stupid dough. That
ASCAP, whatever the fuck it is over there, that the distributor, the royalties distributor.
The royalty collector people. Like, they were very pleased.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure. I wonder if anyone else, it's only out of time if it hasn't happened, that someone else will come along and cover it and go, I'm covering the Blazing Squad.
It'll be Jedward
and
it'll be
like,
that. Jedward will do the Bone Thugs version and the Blazing Squad version, just like they did with
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope not. No, but do you know what the thing about it is? Like when we got signed, Simon Fuller, so
yeah, I remember
is,
that guy.
Spice Girls, right?
White hair guy.
Yeah.
Pop. He done Pop Idol.
Mm-hmm. White hair guy.
Pop Idol.
Was he white hair?
Was he doing the other one?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, which one was the one with the white hair? That was Pete Waterman, isn't it?
Yeah, Pete Waterman.
Yeah,
white hair and glasses.
I don't remember.
Never wore a tie. That's how you knew it was important.
So Simon Fuller, when we initially got signed, they were like. So Atlantic, like East West Atlantic, wanted us, but then Simon Fuller was like, I think we should get the boys, but we should split them into two groups, sign one to one label, one to the other. And we were like, that's not really like the whole point behind what we were trying to do. We was like the mini Soul City Crew. That's what we wanted to be.
Yeah.
So
can I just interject? How did that feel? Them talking about you like you were like stock. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm not even going to mince my words because it's just so economical. It's so. Like financially focused, it seems, you know, it just seems like you. And obviously, I went through it at some point on a label as well. But those kind of phrases, they must make you feel, but maybe you don't kind of comprehend it at such a young age.
Yeah, because we were 16, literally everything that was happening, like we was actually being allowed to like make option and make our
own decisions
and
that
our own decisions, but. Obviously, like it was like we were 16 year olds. Our parents didn't have a clue what they was really like.
Yeah, of course.
About. So we was like, oh, like we're gonna go with Oxide and Nuccino's label. That's why we signed to them.
Yeah.
Like we're gonna go with Soul Sully's management. That's why we signed to them.
Yeah,
this
right.
Because we wanted to be like that kind of thing. So
of course.
So all of the things that are being like kind of pitched to us and all the kind of stuff. We're listening to the label and being like, they must know what they're talking about, innit? Like, it's a record label. This is what they do, innit? Like,
yeah,
do you know
what
I mean? So you're like, you're kind of just accepting of the opportunities that you're kind of being given,
absolutely,
innit? Like, so, yeah, it's a bit mad.
But massive moment in music history, that song.
Yeah, and another big moment in music history is about to happen because we're after the next song, we've got our second guest of the day, Natty Ryler, into the studio.
What is wrong? us all to all get along. Having long-term visions cause my rhythm is strong. Living in peace, giving you a piece of the song. A piece of my mind, I'd rather drop a ball than a bomb. Being involved and having resolve. Looking for truth but not that, what's being sold. Asking questions and finding answers in the soul. If you don't know your true strength, lose control. Being free, running free like the wind. Never let the world hold you up or hold you in. Some kind of suspense or get under skin. It's a game of chess, checkers ain't gonna win. Records ain't gonna spin unless you begin to believe in yourself and the power within. I used to look to the sky, now I look to my chin and cock my head to the side with a devilish grin. The blacks and the blues, the tracks of my tears, the tracks of my shoes, the raps of my peers, the snaps and the snares, reacting to fears, reacting to views, attached to the air, clinging to the lungs, sapping that strength, diminishing funds. I paid my invoice, listen to my outbursts, exercise my demons and work them out first. Exactly who, what, how, why, when, hang them up, drive them, identify them. My creative vision tells me I got to make decisions and make incisions with great precision. So here we go, ain't nothing sweet with PPR, no, the first cut is the deepest. Apparently.
Was the right groove, even if it was called the wrong groove, by Meister Beats featuring Ty, a fucking slapper.
Yeah, bro, that sample was nice.
Really nice. Just the way it was chopped up. Chef's kiss. Beautiful. 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 It actually sounds like I'm eating the music now, but I'm eating a. We got a little smorgasbord of chocolate here, haven't we?
Yeah.
We got all the brands. All the brands. Ferrero Rocher.
Quality Street. Cadbury's Eclairs, not like the ones I was tricked into buying the other
Sorry,
week.
Sorry, bro.
He tried to kill me.
Death by Ferrero Rocher. we got chumps in this bitch.
Chumps, yeah.
We got Quality Streets. Would you like our guest? Let's introduce you first, and then we'll fling you a sweet. Yeah. We'll make it quick. Our next guest goes by the name Natty Weiler.
Yeah.
All right, do you want a chocolate, mate?
Yeah, please swing me through,
mate. Have the tin. Have a look. See what tickles your fancy.
It's
a lot.
What's your favourite chocolate of all time? See if it's in the tin.
Ooh, do you know what? When I go to the corner shop, I usually get a Picnic. I don't know if it's my favourite.
Picnics are
ever,
serious.
Like,
they are serious. They're serious chocolate.
You know what? Gunfingers.
Like, they are serious.
Gunfingers. Yeah. Are you crazy?
That's
a man said Picnic.
It's kind of like it's chewy. It's kind of.
It's got everything in it.
What's
it's got
in
everything
it?
In it.
It's like such raisins, an underrated like, chocolate bar. I forgot. You've never had a Picnic.
They are serious.
Has it got the fruit?
Yeah, it's got everything. Nougat. I swear it's got nougat in it.
Yeah,
it's got everything you could put in a chocolate bar.
It's got everything, but finely balanced.
Oh wow,
that's
wow.
the way to. That's
yeah,
the, it is.
It's like chocolate finely justice.
Balanced. Are they still being made?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the sole.
Yeah, it's just
sole patron.
Literally, without me, literally.
Sole patron of. Wow, I can't believe that was even said. That's just like. That is mental.
Is
anyone from the topics as well?
Topics.
That's another one.
Wow.
I feel like
he's like my chocolate twin. Like, yeah. This is a man. Topics are G.
You're a very vintage guy, though, aren't you? It's no, because the first thing I commented on when I saw you in the green room was your amazing huaraches, which are not only really nicely vintage, but a colourway I've never seen before. So you seem like you definitely have a punch on for like historical things and just back in the day shit, you know?
Rose tinted goggles, innit? I like, where does
it come from? Like your love for the old school.
I don't know. It comes from, like, obviously you need to be present in the modern day and be accepting of what's going on. I think it definitely comes from a slight... There was just something going on back then. I listened to a lot of old music.
Yeah.
I think the 70s, for example, was, like, a proper... Mad stuff was going on at that time. And it weren't all rosy. It was definitely lots of badness going
on, too.
But there was something in the air. And I think you can feel it, see it. I like anything analog. I feel like it's got a bit more of a human element to it.
Yeah.
So it definitely stems from a slight, like, questioning of what's happening nowadays and where we're at digitally.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot to be said for things that are, you know, they just feel more human to me, like analog things.
Okay. Yeah. Speaking of being human, well, you know, humans do very human things, and eating is one of them. And we've been having a conversation about eating chocolates, but earlier on we were talking about eating fried things. I don't know if you're a fan of fried food. What's the strangest piece of food you've eaten fried?
I can only think of strange things. I don't know even if they were fried or not. The weirdest thing I had, I landed in New Delhi. Currently got mad bit of toffee on.
All good. It's good for the ASMR.
Squashing around.
The fans of ASMR, yeah, are definitely
tickling the ear canal right now.
I can visualize.
I had
I can hear the noise.
A sheep brain curry.
Wow. Okay.
I was blown away by the place, and I thought, when in Rome, like, while I'm here, I might as well just go in for this madness here and just, like, fully take it in.
Sheep brain. I get it. Already looks like minced meat, though, innit?
That's just sent me a shiver down my spine.
Yeah, you couldn't do it. You couldn't do it.
Nah.
Not even if it was fried.
I don't think so.
I reckon I could do sheep's brain.
Do you?
Yeah.
Because I've seen you're fussy about quite a lot of things. I'm not sure you'd go for a sheep brain curry.
I'm only fussy about things when they aren't meat. Have you ever noticed that?
Oh, yeah.
This is the thing.
Or smelly fish.
Especially smelly fish. I hate that shit.
I shouldn't mention what we're talking about. So we did a Christmas video. Otherwise, you're thinking, why is he eating smelly fish? where it was kind of food from around the world, challenging food. Marcel was way more game in that he tried most of them. But there's a fish from Sweden that is... smells very much like it's rotten.
You've probably heard of it.
I can't remember the name of it now, but it smelled so bad that somebody in this corridor called downstairs to reception because they thought we had a gas leak. That's how bad it smelled.
Shit's bad.
Michael Payne just ran out of the room as soon as it was brought in. The smell got to him.
As soon as my nose, did you know the little hairs in your nose?
That's horrible.
Honestly, it was almost audible when they moved. Like, get the fuck out of here!
But you kept saying, like, I think the fish is on there because I can't get rid of the smell.
Yeah, I couldn't get rid of the smell. Went home, it was still there. Nah. It was like it was following me.
Haunted.
Oh, honestly. My nostrils were fucking haunted.
Yeah.
Supernatural fish. So, sheep's brain curry. Well, ain't that something? I think that's going to take a lot of topping. But talk to us about the new music.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I just had my new single out, Feel You, which is actually semi-old but new. It's hit the platforms, etc., but it did come out before, like, softly with a video. But come out now, it's got a revamp. My boy Shigala put a bass on it, and it sounds a bit more full.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've just, like, I feel like, personally, I'm leaking stuff out, which is older than where I feel I'm at now, so it's interesting,
right,
like, for the listener. They're hearing something that's... still relevant to me, but it's like, you know,
it's happened.
The way it's releasing is coming out a little bit staggered.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, regardless, I feel like Feel You's a, it's more of a summer vibe, but it's nice to have it, you know, a bit of a winter warmer coming through. And it's lyrically, I think it's an important song for me. It's very honest.
Nice. I was very interested in what you said about, you know, kind of being not reluctant to put stuff out because, you know, things, stuff's happened since, but. It just makes, I can relate. I'm sure you can as well, Marcel. Yeah. You know, I'm putting out my second album, part two of my second album, and there's like a couple of instances on it where I mentioned Theresa May, and I was, you know, I was screwing when she fucking retired. I was actually pissed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fully, like, you know, I'm a hard lefty.
Yeah.
I was like, please just stay in. For like, just a little longer. Until I drop this fucking album. Because I mentioned your fucking name and we've moved on. So, but it's nice to know that people kind of pay mind to these things as well. But,
yeah, man.
I won't let it get me down too much.
I think it's just part of it. You've got to just accept that
this is the thing. And people will remember. It doesn't mean that just because... you've said something and something has happened to change that, it doesn't erase that event at all.
Yeah, because at the time when it did happen, it was happening. You know what I mean? So
exactly. And we all still know who she is and what she did.
We do.
She hasn't been erased from our memories.
Exactly. She's the most famous dancer the UK shows. We caught her tour when she went to Ghana.
Oh, jeez.
But would you do us the honour of introducing the song that we're about to play?
Yeah, so this next track's Feel You, produced by Dylan the Infamous, myself on vocals. Shouts out Georgia as well, slightly in there as well. So yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, this one's just a melancholy one with a little bit of uplift as well. So yeah.
Take it in.
It's sunny outside, but I just feel like sitting indoors. And I ain't even been puffing on drawers. Like nothing don't matter no more. Like I know I need company, but get the clothes, just push them. Trying to cultivate my own garden first, then space enough for your flowers. And the plant just died, you gave me. I gave a new brown home for spiders. When they crawl, they're sitting in darkness, in a mood of meticulous silence. See, it's hot through the window, through the sun, through the glass. I feel like ants on a pavestone, or Woody Wednesday done fried him. See, around my heart is cortex, but it feels like it melts when I'm drinking. And I know we're getting close, but I'm drifting. Well, I hope you can't see what I'm thinking. See the night in your eyes, but I'm more drawn to the waves in the morning. See the dawns in the face, and I wait with the need to escape. And it all feels awful, strange. Can't wait for the day that I fall in love. Can't wait for the day that I fall in love. See, there must be a lock on my heart. This pain's been missing my march. Shimmering stars, her spirit. Now I feel it when I dance. Shining the reggae on the radio, trying to make a little ready on the stage, yo. Let's go, let's get it, get paid. And I ain't even trying to go on like I'm bad, though. Me, I got a good heart and a mad flow. You can see me in the trap for the bando. Me, I do the two-step for the tango. See, my head's in the clouds, and I don't need no vowels or zanzo. I'm old school, like, did it? Don't know. Still enjoying these chicks on my trap phone. And the reason for that is I've never been a geezer for guys. I don't endorse all the digital madness, Rob. I'm trying to keep my head put peace intact. Splitching, cooking up food in the kitchen. Literally, trying to get my dreams and flips in. It's spatulas, shouts my donnies and vixens. Spatulas, my honeys and sisters. Actually, it's just love that I'm living. Actually, it's just love. Actually, it's just love, yeah. Actually, it's just love. Actually, it's just love, yeah. Actually, it's just love, yeah. Actually, it's just love. Love, yeah. But fuck it, they're hating it. Do it if they lie. They're just wasting their own time. They're just wasting their own. Fuck it, they hating it. Do it if they like. That's Natty Weiler with Feel You. And Natty joins us in the studio right now. Big, big vibe. Yeah.
For real.
As Marcel said, even though he doesn't partake personally, that is something to smoke to.
Back in 100%. The day when I was in a blazing squad, I would have definitely had that on. Yeah, man.
Maybe just for old time's sake. Okay. I can imagine Marcel just putting that in a little box with an emergency joint in it. That would be great. You'll recognise the Georgia Smith sample as well, all our listeners. Was that kind of a conscious decision to sample Georgia, or was it a case of the producer showing you?
Yeah, it was more just like I found that Dylan had the beat.
Mm.
I was like, wow, that sparks that in me, and it's happened to be the Georgia thing. But obviously, it's the acoustic cover of.
Yes.
So I think it's Georgia being on there to add something, but I think it's more the guitar tones and the chords.
Yeah.
Just like it's nice chords.
Great ad libs. Great ad lib voice in it, like Georgia Smith.
Yeah.
It's a very sampleable voice.
For real.
Yeah. Well, in celebration of your presence on our show, Natalie's concocted a little game.
Yes.
For us to...
Natty, you've got a track called Know What I Mean.
Yeah.
I have got some songs with lyrics that have often been misheard. I'm going to tell you what the correct lyric is. I want you to guess and write down what you think people have misheard it as.
Okay.
Okay? There are six and a bonus, just so you know. I can play it as many times as you like. I'm going to tell you what the real lyric is. Oh, you're going to hear it as well. But we start with this one from Bob Marley.
We'll be together with the roof right over our heads.
So what he actually says is we'll be together with a roof right over our heads. But what have people misheard it as?
I think I do know this one.
I can tell you it still will be together, but it's with something else over our heads. Mm-hmm. You want to hear it again so you can put it in your
pull it back.
We'll be together with the roof.
That's so good.
That's actually when I know, I'm like, I see where people have got confused about that. Have you all got something? Natty?
Man, I'm annoyed.
Wait, play it one more time.
One more time.
We'll be together with the roof right over our heads.
It's we'll be together with a something over
it.
Our heads.
So good.
So it's something that's not quite roof. We'll be together with a something over our heads. Basically, on the original lyric, it's adding a word. So we'll be together with a roof right over our heads. It's something else. We'll be together with a roof something over our heads. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Yeah.
We'll be together with the roof right over our heads.
Just think of Bob Marley in an estate car.
Yep. Write a word, any word, pick a word. Okay, I'm moving on to number two.
Just whipping in a station wagon on the way to like... A camping trip that involves some cycling.
Yep. Here's moving on to number two.
When the going gets tough.
When the going gets tough apparently has been misheard as something completely different. What has when the going gets tough?
Play it again.
When the going gets tough.
How many words have been missed?
All of them. So, in fact, there's not a single word from the actual words that has been misheard as.
Play that again.
When the gun gets tough.
One of these words you would feel when you've had you're very full from roast dinner or something like that.
Okay, cool. I get it.
You've had a lot to eat. That's
that
one of the
good.
Words in the misheard one.
Play it again.
When the gun gets tough.
You're full up on Quality Street. Couldn't eat another one. I'm absolutely...
One more time.
When the gun gets tough.
This is the answer you'd give if someone said, why would you want to go to Harvesters?
Yeah. I'm moving on to number three.
Just let me stay for the record.
Okay. So the actual Sister Sledge, We Are Family. The correct lyric is just let me state for the record. What has been misheard of is crazy, but let me play it again for you.
Just let me stay for the record.
Can I see the manager, please?
I would suggest if somebody did want to do this to this person, you should call the
consent.
Police. Call the police. No, unless they consent to it, but probably don't do it anyway.
Hey, play it again, because I've got something totally different.
Just let me stay for the record.
Oh, wait, just...
Okay.
Wait, play that again.
Just let me stay for the record.
But go on again. One more time.
Just let me stay for the record.
I see, I'm hearing something.
I'm hearing something mad.
Okay, yeah. Well, write down. Think as mad as you like, because this one is crazy. Number four. I'm just going
to.
That's they're gonna have to face it, but actually, what the lyric that I was going for here was "might as well face it, you're addicted to love." That's the actual correct lyric, not on this clip, but "might as well face it, you're addicted to love." The misheard lyric does have "might as well face it." It's the next bit.
Okay.
That is,
play it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't have to face it, you're addicted to love.
Play it again, Ryan.
Yeah. Yeah,
go ahead.
This would be someone that you know, you're not really a fan of, at putting something on their hands.
Play again.
You don't like this guy, but he's putting something on his hand. Got something?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, okay.
I'm saying mad, but I don't
know. No, go mad. That's absolutely fine. Go mad with this one too. Okay, number five. Get your freak on, get your freak on, get your freak on. Missy, of course. Actual lyric, go get your freak on.
Mm-hmm.
What is the misheard lyric? Go get your is still there. It's the last two words. It's something else.
Play again. Get your freak on, get your freak on, get your freak on.
We all got something.
Yeah. One more
time.
Yeah,
one more time. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. Okay. I'm going to have to hurry you to number six. Just another day at the pick up on the mail. Chance, of course. Actual lyric, just another day had to pick up all the mail. The misheard lyric is just another day, but it's had to pick up all the something else that isn't mail, okay?
Just another day had to pick up
on the mail. Yeah. I'm going to get some answers. So it was Bob Marley, Is This Love? We'll be together with a what over our heads. It isn't a roof. What did you get, Natty?
Roof rack.
Okay.
Yes.
What did you get, Marcel?
I've got roof rack as well.
Let's see. Let's put it. We'll be together. It is roof rack.
Hey. It could well have been roof rack.
It does sound
why,
like it.
Why wouldn't it be roof rack?
Mm. Yeah, true.
He really wanted to just live his life in an estate.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. As in, like, you know, and also, like, everyone knows they're going to have a house.
Yeah,
you know, that's obvious. That goes without saying. Exactly. Of course we'll be accommodated. Like, I'm not going to, like, that's, like, standard, isn't it? Like, why would you promise someone a house? You know what I mean?
It's
somewhere
nice,
to
though.
Live. You know what I mean?
Means, of course you're like, going to
say,
multiple kids.
A roof rack. Yeah, we're going to have some bikes.
Okay, what did you get for number two? Billy Ocean, When the Going Gets Tough. What did you get?
Wanna Go and Get Stuffed.
When the Going Gets Stuffed.
No, Wanna Go and Get Stuffed.
Okay, all right. What did you get, Marcel?
When the Goat Gets Tough.
When the Goat Gets Tough.
That's good.
That's better, actually. What did you get?
It's a bit when like the a goat as well.
When the Goat Gets Stuffed.
When the Goat Gets Stuffed. I'm going to give... I kind of want to give you a point for that. It's, the goat's not in it, but it is Go and Get Stuffed. When the Goat Gets
Stuffed. I hear that. Well, the goat gets
go and get stuffed. Okay.
I like when the goat gets stuffed.
I like that
well.
Better,
I do that.
Actually. I feel
makes
like...
me hungry.
We had Sister Sledge.
When's dinner ready, Mum? When the goat gets stuffed.
Sister Sledge, just let me state for the record, what did you have as the misheard lyric?
Just let me speak for Rebecca.
Okay, that's good. What did you get,
like
Marcel?
Just let me stay for the reggae.
Okay, that's good. What did you get, Nasty?
Stay for the pecker.
For the pecker! It's like we're watching the full money and it's like, oh, we got to leave now. No! I'm not leaving! Did I see some dick? Let me stay for the pecker.
Also, pecker is a great word.
Great word.
I think that's underused.
Very underused.
That's my favourite we have. It actually is.
That's the best one, yeah.
And listen to
stay for the pecker.
Yeah. What it actually is let me staple the vicar. Just let me staple
the vicar. Wow, that's good.
Let me staple the vicar. What did you have for Robert Palmer? Addicted to love, please.
You're a dick to glove.
You're a dick to glove, okay.
Yeah.
Might as well face it, you're a dick to killer.
You're a what? You're a dick to killer?
Dick to killer!
Might as well face it, you're a dick to killer.
A dick to killer?
A dick to killer.
A dick to killer.
Dick tickler.
That sounds like a legit.
Might as well face it, you're a dick tickler.
Again, I beg you. Dick tickler. Now I can hear that.
Yeah. Oh, I wish it was that.
That's a good answer.
That's good. What did you get, Natty?
I didn't actually get anything.
What it actually is, and I feel like I might have to give you a point because you didn't get everything right, but it is might as well face it, you're a dick with a glove.
Dick tickler. All I can hear is dick tickler.
Dick tickler. I can give you a point, you did have the words in there. Missy Elliott, what did you get?
Get your free coal.
Get your free what? Coal. Free coal. Go get your free coal. Cole,
yeah.
Bob, okay,
you said Newcastle randomly. He's like, get your free Cole.
What does he have, Marcel?
Go get Jeffrey gone.
Sorry, let's just.
Get Jeffrey gone. She's putting it out on Jeffrey boycott.
Poor Jeffrey. No one's heard from Jeffrey, have they? Natty, what did you have?
That's brilliant.
What did you get?
Your hearing is amazing.
That's really good. What did you
That's
have?
Some
what
lateral
did you... Honestly.
I just free cone in it. Like,
yes,
know.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
not from
ice
cream, man. Samples.
Get your free cone.
Get your free cone.
Get your free cone. Very, very good. And Chance the Rapper, just another day, had to pick up all the mayo. Well, what was the misheard?
Well, I actually heard had some pickle, pour the mayo.
Ooh. Had some pickle, pour the mayo.
Yeah, he's okay. At like a buffet.
What did you have, Ross?
Just another day, had a pickle for the mayo.
Okay. What did you get,
Natty? I just got to pick up all the mayo, innit? Because you've got to pick that.
Full points there for Natty.
It's not as
creative.
Pick up all the mayo.
Pickle for
pick
up, the mayo.
No, it's pick up all
you
the mayo.
You're way more creative, though. There's more context.
This is for the first time ever in... if I marked this correctly, because I've got 1 point for you, Marcel... Let's go with that.
Yeah.
I'm right. Irene, you're telling me I'm right. Okay. In second place is Michael Payne with 3 points. Mm-hmm. But Natty, well done.
This is four points.
Wow, incredible.
So we do have a bonus. Generally, it's winner take all. You can choose whether you want to do it or not. Because you could
Everyone
lose. You could lose
it.
That.
Was
I mean,
it
you're
like
a winner.
Double quits kind of thing. Yeah. Let's go. Let's
I got
it.
One more song. Let's have a listen first. Make a dragon want a retirement. I'm too hot. Mark Ronson, Bruno Mars, Uptown Funk. The lyric is, I'm too hot, make a dragon want to retire, man.
Oh, I thought that was what I was guessing.
No, that's the actual lyric. That's not the misheard, okay. Not the misheard lyric. So it still is, I'm too hot, and then everything else is different.
All right.
Do you want it again?
Yeah, let's hear it. Make a dragon want to retire,
man, I'm too hot. Wait, play it again. Make a dragon want to retire,
man, I'm too hot. I'm going to need some answers. Me to show me the answers as well. So it's still, I'm too hot. The actual lyric, I'm too hot, make a dragon want to retire, man.
I've got make a dragon ball and retire, man.
Yep, that's good. It works for me. Natty, have you got anything?
No.
Oh, yeah, cool, yeah, one more time. Make a dragon want to retire, man. I'm too hot. Marcel, what have you got?
I've got...
You're waiting until Natty finishes writing. He's going, I got that too. What have you got?
I'm too hot.
Yep.
Make Jagger want to retire, man.
Ooh, that is good. That's good. Nasty, what do you have?
Oh, I can't do it. I can't
okay.
do it.
Okay, I can
take a drag and Saturn. Take a drag.
I'll take a drag. Yeah.
And Blaze Kaya, man. Saturn, I don't know.
I mean, you are the closest because you've involved the word drag. It's actually, I'm too hot, I could drag you out of retirement. Take a drag and want
to retire, man. Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah. So actually, I feel like Natty still wins because no one won in that round. So Natty is still our champion for today.
There you go. We are both losers for once.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's a strange feeling.
I don't know how I feel today.
Honestly.
Don't worry, because when Kitana comes in, we've got another game coming up.
We do. Another opportunity to get out of obscurity.
Redemption. Yes, redeem yourself.
Exactly. Thank you so much for coming through and having a chat with us, playing us the music and indulging in our games. Where can people find you live-wise, man?
I'm playing on the 26th for this month, actually, at the Curtain. It's I think it's connected to Ace Hotel. I could be wrong, but I think
it's a hotel
On Curtain Road.
It's
one of the Clash magazine's little
nice. So downstairs,
wicked. So yeah, catch me there, full live band as always.
Amazing.
And, keep listening. Sick. Love to everyone in the building.
Brilliant. And where can people find you on social media as well?
It's at Natty Why Not on all of the things, Instagram, whatever. Wicked. I don't really use Twitter. I don't know if anyone uses Twitter.
I use Twitter a little bit.
Anyway, so yeah, Insta.
Brilliant.
Blessings.
Thank you so much, my brother. All right, we're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we still got two more guests to come through. Kid Tanner's up next.
So don't keep said that you want.
Say yeah.
Need some old school love.
Say yeah.
Wish you had a switch yeah. That you could hit. Let her know what you with.
Yeah.
You got a fella that you want.
Say yeah.
Need some old school love.
Say yeah.
The money was handsome. Treat me like ransom. Consider this a bad bitch anthem. For my ladies who feel me, I know you want it back. You ain't gotta fight. Bring it on back. When you're ready, we'll take flight. Disappear into the night. You got a fella that you want.
Say yeah.
Need some old school love.
Say yeah.
Wish you had a switch yeah. That you could hit. Let her know what you with.
Yeah.
You got a fella that you want.
Say
good luck.
Michael Payne and Marcel Somerville on FUBAR Radio.
Another night we're getting red eye. Lift the finger, touch the sky. These are the wishes for tonight. If you're not wrong, it must be right. Another night we're getting red eye. Yes, see the birds in the sky. Talk too much, blow my high. Can't you see Detroit not finished yet? Roll up the blunt and the Fanta leaf. Mendocino County, homie, highway tree. Mix up a pohine with the lemon D's. Watch me roll up one, watch me roll a whole tree. Smoking to me, can't see nothing but dream. Good ganja oil, make good face cream. Pretty, pretty gal, watch them come and hear me sing. Girl Scout cookie, get the angel ring. Another night, we getting red eye. Lift up a finger, touch the sky. These are the wishes for tonight. Cannot be wrong if it's right. Another night we're getting red eye. Lift up the finger, touch the sky. Try once, try twice. Hear me now, the joint not finished yet. People ask me what does that mean, smoke so sweet. High grade homie make me eyes Chinese. Kick Chuck Norris make me kick Bruce Lee. Tony son and I deal with no fuckery. Snap up your sound boy, mash up your team. Do it in the club, we can do it in the street. Do it underwater, man, we never have to breathe. Smoke up all the ganja, man, and crush up all the seed. Another night we're getting red eye. Lift the finger, touch the sky. These are the wishes for tonight. If you're not wrong, you must be right. Another night we're getting red eye. Yes, see the birds in the sky. Talk too much, blow my high. Can't you see Detroit not finished yet?
Love that, love that, love that. That's Tony Sauna with Red Eyes. We've had two guests so far, we are in full swing. We've only got 40 minutes left of the show, so we're going to get straight into it with our third guest of the day. He goes by the name Kid Tanner.
Thank you for having me, man.
What's going on, G? How you doing?
Same old, man, same old.
Same old, yeah. Same old. Is this all in the day's work for you?
Yeah.
When did the musical journey begin?
I've been rapping from young.
Yeah.
Out of just obviously listening to MTV bass.
Yeah.
And then I took it serious about 2 years ago.
Yeah. That takes me back though, when they actually used to play music on MTV
bass. Yeah, you didn't have to go on.
Do you remember that?
You get what I mean? So yeah. Like, yeah.
So who did you kind of grow up listening to on bass?
The 50 Cent.
Yeah.
The 50 Cent, the Snoop Dogs.
Yeah.
The usual.
Yeah. And is rap the main genre?
I listen to everything.
Yeah.
Rap, Afrobeats, reggae, anything. I just love music.
Just vibes, yeah.
Anything.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we should get on to some important questions, because we were talking earlier on about the human condition and what we get up to, and eating is obviously top of the list.
Okay.
And we were having a heated debate about the most interesting fried food that we've ever had. I've had fried ice cream. Battered ice cream.
Okay.
I'm a battered Snickers.
A Mars bar and a cheeseburger, deep fried cheeseburger.
A deep fried cheeseburger.
Horrible,
whole
horrible.
Thing in batter.
Ugh, yeah.
That is mental, actually. Wow. When I'm really deep it.
In the bun.
Ice cream I get.
That's
ice
like a heart. That's heart attack food. Isn't
I didn't
it?
Order. I just said a cheeseburger.
No, it's no, Edinburgh.
I didn't realise when it came. I'm like, what is this? They went, oh, it's a cheeseburger. I'm like, yeah, but that's not why. I didn't order a deep fried one. So I don't know.
Okay.
I had a little bite and then.
How did you get a fried cheeseburger?
No, I did. Magic. It's magic. It did feel like magic. I didn't understand it myself.
Dark magic.
Yeah.
Definitely
dark
magic.
Yeah, it's not good magic.
What's the most interesting fried food you reckon you sampled? Or are you yet to experience.
I've had some crazy experience. I just say prawns, battered prawns.
Okay, fair play. You've had it kind of easy so far.
Yeah. I'd love to try it, though.
Yeah, are you someone who's not scared to try new things when it comes to food?
Yeah, I'm not scared. I'm African, man. This is very true.
Guest that we just had in before you has had a sheep brain curry. Is that crossing the line?
I'd never be scared of that still.
I would if I was younger, I would have thought. Yeah, sheep's brain.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, I'm not on that. I'm not on that.
I think I'd just convince myself it was mincemeat.
but do you reckon it actually looks like mincemeat, though?
I reckon the brain not, kind of does.
But the brain, it looks like it's probably white meat. So I don't think it would look like mincemeat.
Get some sauce on that. Yeah, marinate that.
It might taste nice, though. You never know.
Marinate that for like 6 days.
6 days. Sure.
Get it fully the colour you want it.
Yeah.
Then serve it. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Jerk that up.
Yeah.
I reckon you could do jerk sheep brain.
Wow.
If there's anything else on the menu, literally anything though, I'd go for that instead.
Yeah,
not
too.
The sheep brain.
Yeah, it's true. I'd rather go for that for the top end than the bottom end. Sheep's testicles and all that stuff. I could do that. I'd rather go for the brains. 100%.
True, right. Okay.
Okay.
But talk to us about the new music, Tanner.
I've got I just dropped something called Paranoid.
Yeah.
And that basically, it's got a Bobby Valentino sample on it. So I feel like my taste in music is a bit like original, like a bit old school. So I thought, you know what, let me use this old school sort of sound.
I love that. I love that.
And like put today's sort of sauce on it
mm-hmm.
and see what happens. And yeah, it's doing well at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What can we expect from you? You know, later this year as a result? Can we see you live anywhere?
I've got a few shows that I'm going to do. I'm actually just concentrated on putting on more content.
Out
more content.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just increasing the profile, raising awareness.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. Well, without further ado, we should get into the song. Would you introduce it for us?
Definitely. Yeah, Kid Tanner Paranoid out and out on YouTube, Spotify, all platforms.
This has its own magic.
If it don't make money, don't bother me. Started rapping, now these bitches wanna follow me. Even the Unnies and the Rollies wanna follow me. But I'm just tryna run up all the bands like Monopoly. Straight to the paper. So I ain't got time for a hater. Broski's moving nuts with a shaver. Leave it on, you looking curled up like a quaver. And then you see it later. Brody hit me up, said he got a move. A couple bags in the crib and a brick of food. So when it hits 9 o'clock, we're gonna make a move. Straight in and out, ting brother, we could do it smooth. But who does it smoother? Got little bro with me, he's a train shooter. Fuck school, they should've made my new plug my tutor. They got my nigga in the can like it's less a tuna. Free him
Hey, yo, I re-up and I bag it, hit the roads and then I slang it. And if she got a back, then you know I'm gonna slam it. Money, 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 stuck up in my bad habits. I fuck her once, I don't need her, let broski have it. The way I get this pack gone, they think I'm doing black magic. I just put it on my line and watch it rapidly vanish. You took a hackers and you didn't know that she's a baddest. Polite to your mum, so you thinking she got manners. Paranoid, I can't trust nobody, I'm always in a hurry on the race to the money. All the bros trippy, we can never do, dummy. Got Jake's on my back, can you tell me what they want from me? Got this little jetty, she just wanna make love to me. Packs on packs, yeah, I do my thing properly. Bando living, got me bagging all this broccoli. If you talking peas, then you know that you can holler me. Big facts, I got my brody, that's no cap. But when I needed your help, you didn't phone back. You needed a pack, I let you hold that. Never watch you fall flat, you should've known that. Yo, I'm cut from a different cloth, jogging in a new spot. Got the square for cheap, so you know I'm gonna make puff. Make a baddest, give me slops while I'm setting up shop. She just want me to get to my gap and make the bed rock. I'm just sitting in my whip, waiting on my next shot. Really on my grind, no time for no Xbox. It's hard to balance this rap shit when you're serving packs. Too many L's, I'm just trying to make it back. Real talk, I gotta pray that I make it one day. Nothing ain't promised, but I gotta make it some way. If we pull up on your block, then you know it's gunplay. I'm paranoid, I can't trust nobody. I'm always in a hurry on the race to the money. All the bros trippy, we can never do, bummy. Got Jake's on my back, can you tell me what they want from me? Got this little jetty, she just wanna make love to me. Packs on packs, yeah, I do my thing properly. Bando living, got me bagging all this broccoli. If you talking peas, then you know that you can holler at me.
Don't make money, don't bother me. Started rapping like these bitches wanna follow me. Even the honeys and the rollies wanna follow me. But I'm just tryna run up all the bands like Monopoly. Sent to the paper. So I ain't got time for a hater. Bros keep moving nuts with a shaver. Leave a Donnie looking carved up like a quaver. Then you see it later.
Yo, you know what, like, that is an absolute vibe, bruv. Spot me for that. That's a banger, bruv.
Spot across the table.
That's a banger. I said, I need, like, I heard a sample. I was like, I need to wait for the drop, and then the drop come in, and it was like, this is a mover. God, big up for that, brother.
Very big sample as well. Bobby Valentino, wow. Yeah, I like the fact that you sampled him. Yeah.
For real.
Because he's an unsung hero, if you forgive the pun, of R&B, man.
Yeah.
I think he's very kind of... People don't recognise the contribution he made to R&B, man.
True. It's true, man.
But we move.
We move on to the game.
Kitana,
you've got a song called All Day.
Yeah.
All day and all of the night equals 24 hours. I think we can all agree on that, right?
Yeah.
So in honour of that, I looked at the French end of year charts at the position of what was 24 on the end of the year charts from various years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want you to write down which song you think was number 24 in the end of year charts that year. I'm going to play you some clips.
Yeah.
This is number one. I'm going to say Faflarage.
Faflarage.
Parla Tomps. That was the first one. Then we had Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. And then Black Eyed Peas, Pump It. But which one of those three?
Can I just write A, B, or C? Or something?
Yeah, yeah, one, two, or three is fine. I'm not expecting you to write Faflarage.
Yeah.
now we have number two. Oh, so I should say that was 2006. This is from 2013.
The bangers,
from we start with Bryce Conrad with Ola.
Oh, Bryce Conrad,
2013,
yeah.
And David Guetta, Play Hard. And then the last one was Muttonheads and Eden Martin with Snow White brackets Alive.
This is just mad guesswork right now.
Yeah, of course it is. I don't know half of these songs. I've not heard of a number of these. I'm not aware of Bryce Conrad, but I will be looking him up.
Bryce Conrad.
Come on now. Okay, now we move on to number three, which is in 2011.
Johnny, la gente está muy loca. What the fuck?
This is a tune, to be fair.
So, We had Bad Meets Evil with Lighters. We had Sack Noel with Loca People. And then that was Pitbull, Mark Anthony, Rain Over Me. But what was number 24 in the end of year French charts for 2011? Which Jesus, song was it? One, two, or guess. Three? Big songs, all of them. Ish. Okay? Then we move to last year, 2019 now. This, you should all get this one, because I imagine you all looked at the end of year French charts for last year.
Quand tout a commencé, s'agissait d'avancer. Garçon, t'as du potentiel, mais tu les feras pas danser.
Tu kiffes mes Jimmy gars. Il m'a dit baby, ma pardon.
So we had, I'm going to say shh, a Ninho with Mayday. Aya Nakamura, 40%. And then actually friend of the station, St. John, with Roses. Lovely guy. Which one? I mean, it's literally gathered. Yeah, I like the way that you're thinking about it. And you're like, which one is it? Which one sounds like it would be the most 24 of the year? Now, that's good. Marcel, you're having a think too. Have you all got something for number four?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on to number five, which is from 2016.
Once I was 7 years old, my mama told me.
So, Soprano with En Feu, Lucas Graham with 7 years, or Kungs and Cooking on Three Burners with This Girl. Which one sounds like a 24?
What year was that?
That was 2016. So I'm going to get some answers for the first one.
Oh, what? There's only five?
Yeah, there's five. I've got a bonus now coming up. What did you get? Guests go first. Hannah, what did you get? One, two, or three? Which one did you
number
think?
Number two.
Number two, Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back. What did you get, myself?
I went for number one.
Number one?
Yes, I did.
Faf Larage. Did you get a point there? That was the right answer. Nice. Justin Timberlake was a... did I call him Tinterlake?
Justin Tinterlake.
Was 45. And then Black Eyed Peas was 66 at the end of your charts. Mm. What did you get for number two? Marcel.
Two.
Number two, yeah. Michael
so Payne,
number
I,
two.
Actually.
What did you get?
Number one.
It was number two.
Oh, look at
it. It was David. He was number one, Bryce, sadly, 59. I think he was robbed. Okay. And then Muttonheads were number 80.
Was that Bryce Conrad?
Bryce Conrad with Ola.
Poor Bryce.
You should have been higher, in my opinion.
Me too.
So, number three, who did you get?
Third one.
Pitbull. You got Pitbull, Marcel.
Three as well.
You put Pitbull.
Number third on, yeah.
Yeah, Pitbull, that's correct. That
fucking hell, full house so far. What
okay, Bad Meets Evil was 97 and Sack Noel was 69. What did you get for number four?
Third one.
Third.
I'll put one.
Put one.
Third.
Marcel is right, it is number
fuck
one.
Fuck off, Marcel.
what was number three? It was St. John. He was 12 and Aya Nakamura was 5. What did you get for number five, though?
First one.
Well done. It was the second one. Yeah, that's true. Marcel's got a full
I
house.
Just let it slip.
That was Lucas Graham, which was we had a new question about him last week. Was the number one, and then we got Soprano, which was 31, and Kungs was actually number one in the overall charts that year.
My guesswork was basically 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and I was going to go for 3 in the next one.
Wow. This is a bloody formula. I'm changing it up next week. Okay, so. Well done. In third place with 2 points, you have Tana. Good, Tana. In second place, we have Michael Payne with 3 and Marcel full set with 5. But don't worry, because as always, there's a bonus where winner takes all. Okay? So this is from 2014.
European
of
all of them.
Yeah, honestly, it sounds like
when,
a fun fair.
That's
yeah.
When you hear like one of them little guitar
so
like,
that
man.
It's true.
Foul. We're featuring Wad Ad with Changes, and then Klingonde, whatever, Jubel, and then Black M, Sir Marut.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't matter. None of these mean anything to you, do they? So, but 1, 2, or 3, basically. 1, 2, or 3, please. Which sounds most like the closest to 24, or in fact, is 24 of that year.
I go for 2. Take
you're going to take 2. What, Michael Payne, what are you taking? What are you taking?
Can
I go for 3, Marcel?
Yeah. For 3 as well.
Should have gone for 1, which means Marcel still wins, though.
So hey!
Congrats, mate.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I just want to thank my mother.
Sure.
Oh, man. Thank you so much, Kid Tanner, for passing through, chatting to us about the new music, which is out now.
Yeah,
big tune.
Massive tune.
Yeah.
Video?
Yeah, YouTube.
Out now. And live dates soon come.
Yeah.
You were specific. You said that you've got a show coming up.
I've got a few shows in the pipeline, yeah. Nothing confirmed.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'm just going mental.
Just hoping for it, just wishing it to be. Yeah.
Where can people find you on social media?
Instagram, kid_Tanner, Twitter, kid_Tanner_. And yeah, those are the main two.
That's T-A-N-A as well.
Yeah, T-A-N-A, not brilliant. Two N's or two A's.
Brilliant. Yeah. Love. Thank you so much once again for coming through. We've got one more guest to come. Before that, we're going to get into some music. This is the Michael, Natalie and Marcel show. It's on FUBAR Radio.
I'm riding around tank on E. The boy just turned to a beast and I know they didn't know it's me. Yeah. I got my own alphabet, it's an A-C-I and an A-C-I. Put down your money, let's bet, let's see who die in a G. I know that's me. Leather jeans on in the hood, I'm the flyest to come at you. Riding on me, and let me see. I kill a boy and an A for E. I pull up on greens. Big grease with a big G. I go back B. No underwear like IMDb. And she won't say a sound. Big still under the drum pool, Gucci blouse. How could they doubt? Now me and my niggas the biggest to do this since 2000 and now. I put a 10 on track and after I hit it's logic, I'm bouncing her out. I'm on my white girl shit. Mm, outside, I'm definitely cashing me out.
Talk about me. You ain't even a boss. I pay the cost and I got the receipts. Fuck a celebrity, no security. Still see me in the streets. Like stop, wait, pull up. I need something to eat. All of these blessings, praise the Lord. DJ, put that on repeat. Please don't talk about numbers, little man. I could do that in my sleep. Please don't talk about skanks. One phone call, that's a strap with a T. I'm an alchemist on a trip. How can I slip when I got the crack on my feet? SK's got me standing well. Ain't Obama, but I bring Michelle. Bouncers know me on the door. And they know I'm coming with gang as well. Told the girl I don't do the road, but nothing changed. I got raps to sell. It's a fast life, I don't kiss and tell. Said her name and it rang a bell.
Tell me what you see when you look in my eyes. Look in the mirror, you hate what you see. Come pussy, you living a lie. They want a verse, wanna hang with the gang, but they ain't got the vibe. Fuck with me, no one can save you, nah, not Allah, nor Jesus Christ. I pray, but I get sleepless nights, yeah. Real haunted ones, pick a lighty and sleep with one. About brekkie, I'm leaving, hun. If the early bird gets the worm first, all right, I'ma see him at brunch. Ah, look at me thinking dinner. If the man them see him, it's lunch. Putting on weight, I've been yamming this curry like Bamba, I am a gold. Used to be skinny like Lancey Poe. Your project was shit, but it charted though. Chippy, I'm the man with the bars. That's not gang, that's stars. Smoking this cabbage might jump on the streams like I'm playing Mario Kart.
That was Lancey Fu with Psych Night featuring Skepta and Chip. North London Link Up Day Out with Lancey Fu. And we've got our last guest of the day in right now. Fourth out of four. Mm. We've connected four.
Yes.
Connect Four.
Yeah. Like what's your colour of choice in Connect Four? Do you feel like one brings you more luck than the other?
It's not yellow.
Red and yellow. I never go for yellow either.
I feel like red's stronger.
Red is a stronger colour. But if you do notice, they're both the colours of Arsenal.
That's true.
So if he was making a choice out of that.
This is very true, actually.
Home and away.
Mm. Apart from those, that, there's sometimes when we've got the third shirt, which is blue, isn't it?
And then the blue is the frame itself.
So do you think it was made by an Arsenal supporter?
When did that occur to you?
I think Arsene Wenger invented it.
Seemed like that was an epiphany at some point. Like, you held on to that. When did that occur to you?
It's just live. It's deep.
Very, very. And your voice has just got really deep, Natalie, as well. You sound really different.
Sorry, yeah, I just needed to have a little sip of water.
Cough quickly. There you go.
I'm back.
Have a Snickers. You let yourself when you... I'm joking. That voice that you do hear is my dib.
Exactly. Thanks for having me back, guys.
No, not at all, man. You've been busy since you last. Since we last saw you.
Yeah, ma'am.
And this time that you've come in, it's Valentine's Day that brings you here, isn't it?
It's Valentine's Day that brings me here. Yeah. I've been working very hard since summer with an artist called Sonny Green.
Yeah.
And I just feel like we've just backed up so much stuff that we're like, I've got to get something out. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like pressure building up under the surface. And I feel like...
What better to relieve this pressure than...
Yeah, we didn't even pattern it up like that. It was like, it's a love song, really. Mm. It's a love song. So obviously Valentine's Day was the thing. But obviously there are other... What's the word I'm looking for? Subject matters broached in the rhythm. So I think it was... it was because it matched the occasion, but also because we were impatient.
Yeah. And what's your stance in general with Valentine's Day? Are you quite a romantic person, would you say?
Yeah, why not? Why not?
I love that. Yeah, why not? That's about the most romantic thing you could ever say in it. Romance, yeah, why not?
Well, I didn't want to get too philosophical. I think as soon as you stop to think about it for a second, it all gets fucked up, doesn't it?
That's true. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done? Can you tell us, or is it so special that you kind of sworn to secrecy?
You know, it feels like, I think about it, I remember it, I'm like, oh, that was awesome. But it's nothing like out of the...
In context, it
yeah,
was great.
I booked some stuff for a place, and we went there, and... Got to Raven, and there was an naughty bedroom, and it was dope. Yeah,
nice. Just,
and then there was breakfast in the morning, and
oh, man,
there was champagne in the evening, and if there was a place to go to eat, you know, in between things that were going on. That, again, nothing out of the box.
Yeah,
but it was a good night.
Okay, have you ever had any absolute nightmares on V-Day?
I've been the nightmare.
Oh really? Was this on the same date?
Fuck no.
The best one.
No. I was the Don that one time.
Yeah.
Like, as in the guy that came through and did all the things that they were supposed to do. But, yeah, I can't remember a situation where I was like, fuck me, what am I doing here? Or that was terrible because somebody did some terrible shit. But I do remember being late and a disappointment a few times.
Oh, so, okay.
You know?
Damn.
Swing bees. But that's me doing swings and roundabouts to the listeners. I'm doing the seesaw thing.
Well, we should get into the song.
You haven't painted me in a good light, bro. Like I just
my intro's like, gave you fuck the rope. Up, I gave you the rope, mate.
You could have said like there's been no bad days. I've been fantastic at everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, fantastic.
Who's gonna believe that? Who's gonna believe that?
I did no painting at all. I literally just gave you the
everything. The crayons.
Yeah.
But you do.
Draw within the lines if you wish to.
You do get the truth out of guests. I often do say to guests, you could just lie though when you
dry snitching.
Dry snitching. Some sort of truth thing is in the air when you. Speak.
I feel like I'm in a safe space. That's probably what it is. And then I'm like, what the fuck did I just say? It's not just you and me.
The problem
you know
is,
I mean?
Yeah, the safe space is the radio.
The problem is, it's not a safe space. Basically, it's public. It's
no, it still
opposite.
Is. I still like to think of this as a safe space.
It's not, though. So, any other guests coming on here, be on point. Yeah. Don't be loose like I just was.
It's safe, but very public.
Yeah.
It's like a football stadium. Oh, no, sorry, nothing. Would you do us the honour of introducing this song that you've brought in for us with Sonny Green?
Please listen to and enjoy Your Mum by Sonny Green, produced by me, Wadib, out on Valentine's Day.
Your mum don't like us, cause my mates all take drugs. And you've been hanging around with the wrong crowd. Tell her life's not me, you're my ecstasy. And I ain't coming down till you gone now. I ain't gonna waste your time for a line, so go tell your mum don't judge me. Yeah, they're mates of mine, but it's fine, cause trust me, ain't on the fuckery. You'll rate my grandma, we're catching flats, oh man, she's my late and lovely. No eight for champ, with three bills up, that's a big wheel up, you can't touch me. Who you touching? If we're in a rave, get out of my face. Yeah, it's my mate and he's buzzing. I told you before that we kick down doors, don't watch his joy, ain't stunting. I'm sure that you're pure, yeah, my mate's hardcore, but girl, you're the one that I'm loving. It's just one thing. Your mum don't like us, cause my mates all take drugs. And you've been hanging around with the wrong crowd. Tell her life's not me, you're my ecstasy. And I ain't coming down till you gone now. Your mum don't like us, cause my mates all take drugs. And you've been hanging around with the wrong crowd. Tell her life's not me, you're my ecstasy. And I ain't coming down till you gone now. Point the finger, 3 point back. You're a winner, better realise that. And I've been a sinner, but I see my map. You can show your dad, I'll have platinum plaques. Racks on racks and big tax on tax. Come from the flats, action packed. But a matter of fact, we battered the trap and didn't get caught. See the things I got, that's the things I bought. It's been a slippery slope, winter sport. They tried tricking me loads, but I think my thoughts. So I know you're real. They're overprotective, overkill. If she's a detective, she'll know the deal. Intercepted, so surreal. If looks could kill. Your mum don't like us, cause my mates all take drugs. And you've been hanging around with the wrong crowd. Tell her life's not me, you're my ecstasy. And I ain't coming down till you gone now. Your mum don't like us, cause my mates all take drugs. And you've been hanging around with the wrong crowd. Tell her life's not me, you're my ecstasy. And I ain't coming down till you gone now.
the very chilled Your Mum by Sonny Green, produced by Muad'Dib, who joins us in the studio right now. Really like the production on that. Yeah, obviously, that really love Sonny's vibes
much,
on it.
Appreciate
but
it.
Since you're here, we'll concentrate on the production.
Why not? What a fuck not? Why
you
not?
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who are your greatest influences when it comes to production?
Oh, man, that's broad, bro. That's really broad. I think the first person to make me want to make music was probably Jimi Hendrix.
Ah.
Yeah. And then, yeah, oh, man, it's broad. It's really broad.
Well, I like Jimi Hendrix is a good person to focus on.
Mm. Yeah, man, yeah. I mean, primarily I'm a musician. That's how I kind of got into music, because I want to perform.
Yeah.
And then I kind of want to write music that I want to really enjoy and perform. Like, writing is almost a means to an end. I just want to get in a vibe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
And then that's kind of how I got into production. I want to hear that vibe in it, perform in that thing, that big thing, and be a part of making it. And that's, I guess, why I make records, really.
Amazing.
But then I get big influences. Jay-Z is a big influence. Uh-huh. I like how he established himself and did what he did. And
yeah. At such a sort of... in some respects, or compared to a lot of people, should I say, like a grand old age as well. He was quite a ripe old age when he first made it, wasn't he?
Yeah, he wasn't a kid at all.
Not at all.
And he wasn't trying to be an artist. He wasn't trying to be like, he was trying to be in control of everything. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
That's true.
He wasn't trying to be like, oh yeah, present my... He was. That, and I thought that was genius.
Yeah. He was telling us on Thingy, on Blueprint, on whatchamacallit, 1 million, 2 million, yeah, 3 million,
yeah,
four,
yeah, yeah,
in just
yeah,
5 years, 40. He was literally doing his accounts on that song. He was doing his tax return on that fucking song. And we weren't even picking up the breadcrumbs.
Thing is, though, he's still a dope artist. Do you imagine if you
absolutely
took all of that other shit away from him and he was just Jay-Z the rapper?
Only Jigga can talk about money like that. No one else. It only sounds good when... I used to feel disconnected from rappers when they used to talk about how much money they had, because it was so far beyond my... But there's something about Jigga when he says it. It's more than boasting. It's just so...
It's authoritative.
Yeah, you know exactly. I mean?
It's like he can back it up. Because a lot of people are out there just talking the most.
Yeah.
But you don't really see them backing it up apart from like the music videos and that kind of stuff.
This
but
is
everyone
true
does the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
with
Jigga, you actually see... Yeah. You've seen what he's done.
Yeah, he was the
money,
guy, that really put... business in rap.
Well, and he distinguishes business from goonery.
Yeah,
as
this
well
is true.
And he makes business gangster.
So many, most
and
of his
goonery petty.
A lot of his, lot of his immortal lines, like I'm not a businessman, I'm a business
man.
that did more for the economy.
Yeah.
than David Cameron.
And I tell you what, on the subject of money, I'm feeling like, because I used to be like you, I'd be like, oh, chains and money, it's like a bit, it's kind of boring, isn't it? It's a bit of a cliche, right? And I'm like, it's almost a bit embarrassing, right?
Yeah.
But then I quite like Meek Mill, and I wondered why. Why do I like Meek? Why do I feel like it's good when he says that shit?
Yeah.
And I just feel like I believe him when he says, I just want to motivate kids who... I was
motivated
by those things.
Do you know what
it
is, though?
It feels wholesome when he's talking about those things. I'm like, yeah, man. Do you know what I'm saying?
It's because it sounds like he's like really like really desperate. It sounds like when Meek Mill raps, it sounds like you're driving and he's running alongside your car. For real,
yeah.
And he's like,
you have
to hear this.
No. Have you not watched the documentary?
Mm. No.
No.
On Amazon,
oh my
isn't
God.
It? Yeah.
You don't need to watch.
Not on Netflix.
No, Amazon.
He went Amazon Prime.
He went Amazon. He went that way.
But
okay.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Watch.
I thought Meek Mill was for the people.
Bruv, he is. Watch the documentary, and then you realise why he raps how he raps.
And that's on Netflix, yeah?
She's on his studio. Amazon's got a treadmill in the studio.
Nah, literally, it's deep. Like, his story is deep. Deeper than things, so when he gets
it feels like because he's working
things,
through. He's got traumatic in that.
When he gets opportunities to do things, he's thankful that he's doing them. Isn't
right.
it? So the energy that he's giving,
I get that. That makes sense. There's a film coming out that he's produced. That he stars in. And I think he might produce it, but I know that definitely Will and Jada Pinkett Smith are executive producers of this film. He's really good on a dirt bike. So it's got
he's
a
sick
lot
on a dirt bike, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's a lot of that. I think it's almost a biopic. I think
stop
it might be semi-autobiographical.
Yeah, it was, because in the documentary, the bike is mentioned.
Featured
heavily.
Yeah.
You understand why. I feel like Jay-Z produced that as well, didn't he?
He probably would, because he's Roc Nation, isn't he? So he would have put it out on Roc Nation films, maybe.
When Meek came out, Jay-Z got the film made so it would tie in with the thing.
Incredible, incredible. Shout out to Meek Mill, I guess.
Yeah, shout out to Meek, definitely, man.
Well, that kind of brings us to the end of this interview, I guess. It's so sad to see.
thanks for having me, man.
No, not at all, man. It was really, really good to kind of have you pop back in, because this is the second time you've been on the show now, man.
Friend of the show.
Respect. Until the next time we see you on the station, where can people find you on social media? And where, more importantly, where can people listen to the song? Your Mum.
Your Mum. I'm on P Muadib. That's P-M-U-A-D-D-I-B on Instagram. But follow Sonny Green, because I'm the producer guy. Follow Sonny Green is the artist.
Like both of you.
You're 50% each. I mean, I'm saying that from a self-interested perspective. The bulk of the work that I've been doing will be coming out via Sonny. So nice. You might as well tune into Sonny.
Yeah. All right, wicked. Well, that was Muadib. Thank you so much once again for coming through. We're going to get into a song now. When we come back, we'll have one last quick chat for the last 5 minutes, maybe.
Bundles, Molly, special occasion. Now blackout, it's morning. Moving backwards up again, my sinking spirit soaring. Fucking up a Friday night, I'm bleeding from the freedom. Cuts and battle scars, last night it was us.
Yo. Fucking up a Friday night, manic up in money. In the club with Kale, saw a galley on the Xanax. Baby shake a body, let me film it like I'm Sammy. There were people in the bed, so we got freaky in the alley. Lost bare cash, my head top smashed. And we got a couple fines, cause the place is smashed. Fuck it, go mad, we ain't trying to come back. Take a loss, blow a bag, make it back, that's that.
Deal with love and other drugs, we're seeking affirmation. Desperately we roll along, meanwhile our hearts are breaking. Chains and fakes and braids and shade, creating expectation. Ways you could have grown, now you're on your own.
Yo, expectations created, escaped in a spaceship. She fed me a drink, I just blinked, now I'm naked. Wavy, I'm faded, this drink I've been taking. It's purple and tasty, I'm fucked up and wasted. I would go home, but if I did, I'd be basic. I can't see shit and my head's on vacation. Turn around, everyone's pupils dilated. Fuck it, I'm baking, man, bill up and blaze it.
For how long? Yeah. For how long? For how long? Yeah. For how long? Fucking up a Friday night.
Okay.
Fucking up a Friday night.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I really, really enjoyed that. What was that? That was
Everything is Recorded.
Everything is Recorded with 12:12 PM featuring
12:12 PM Patience, Fucking Up a Friday, to give it its full title.
Yep. Featuring H and Infinite Coles. And there was a very, 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 very distinct for me nod to Put Your Hands Up by Jadakiss. Put your hands up. Nah, fuck that. Put your hands down. If we can I wish we had that song on the system so you could hear how similar the production is. I really love the nod, because not enough people kind of... I'm sure it was a Swiss Beats production.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's nice to see people so inspired by
it. I feel like a lot of people should probably go and listen to those tunes from that era.
Digging those crates,
Just take a few little bits, because the bass lines and all them things that people were dropping on them are deep.
Boom, 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 boom.
But that wouldn't be surprising, because obviously Everything is Recorded is Richard
Russell,
who clearly knows his music.
Definitely. Being the founder of XL Records, he knows more than his music. He knows everyone else's.
Yeah, he knows everything. He knows everything before you don't know anything about.
This is why Everything is Recorded. This is literally everything he knows is
recorded in his mind as well. So he knows what to do. But I liked the project he had. Well, we played it on the show before.
Yeah.
And then we played it last week, the song that just came out, and then I got sent this new one this week. And it's working. It's very good.
Yeah, they're lining you up. They're nicing you. I'd love to see what your hard drive looks like when it comes to music. And only music. I'm
Who? Yours. Oh, mine. I was like, yeah. I'll bring you my hard drive in. No shame there.
Not at all. Meet me at the police station. Well, thank you so much. I guess is all that's left to say to both to you two for being such great friends
and our Valentine's special.
This year technically is our Valentine's special. Yeah, yeah. There's always a lot of love in the room. We don't need to do Valentine's
specials.
Exactly.
We don't need a day for it.
Every week is a Valentine's special. But thank you to all our guests as well, namely Uzi, Natty Weiler, Kid Tanner, and Muad'Dib. Thank you to all our guests from next week in advance, because we're that nice. We're literally thanking people in advance.
Yes, thank you.
But what's up next? It's going to be
Callum at Swiggan.
Callum at Swiggan, and we're gonna leave you with this tune from Mist called Savage, and we'll see you next week.
You.
Yes, let's go, Black Barrow. You're protecting your soul. Gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster all the time. Gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster in the morning, gangster in the evening, gangster all the time. Clicking and we clacking, shots burning through his jacket.